This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You're listening to KCBS In-Depth.
Really, in order to find quality care, you often have to be on a wait list that's months long.
The people, places, and issues the Bay Area is talking about.
The aggressive advocates who were looking to overrule Roe for so long, they really had no idea of the consequences they might be opening up.
In this case, there very well may be charges that are appropriate. For example, trying to obstruct an official proceeding of Congress, right? That is unlawful.
This is KCBS In-Depth.
And welcome to KCBS In-Depth. I'm Matt Bigler. We're focusing this week on tariffs and the effect of tariffs on financial markets, which have gone through a period of volatility never before seen in modern history. For example, the S&P 500, widely seen as one of the best gauges of stock market prices, lost over $5 trillion in just 3 weeks. Joining us is KCBS business anchor, Jason Brooks. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Matt.
You've had a busy couple of weeks.
It's been absolutely wild. I've been covering business news, the markets, the economy for 20 years now, and there have been a few other times that were pretty wild on the volatility side. The financial crisis back in 2008, it was pretty crazy watching some banks fail. Of course, the pandemic 5 years ago saw some of the wildest trading in the history of the stock market. And then we got to these past 2 weeks with the tariffs, and we've seen some of the biggest volatility ever, some of the biggest sell-offs that have ever taken place, and some of the biggest rallies. So the S&P posted its third biggest gain since World War II.
Wow.
Just unprecedented times just to see the stock market do what it's doing right now, mainly on a lot of uncertainty with tariffs.
I mean, in the past, in a normal trading period, when the S&P, for example, swings by 50 to 100 points, that's a lot of trading. That's fairly volatile. But we've seen hundreds of points for the S&P. I think it was 400 points on its busiest day, the biggest swing.
Yeah, we've seen big swings, 5% swings in the S&P day-to-day, which is just massive. Thursday of last week, we saw the S&P fall nearly 7% in trading. That would have tripped a circuit breaker that would have halted trading for 15 minutes. The last time we got a trading pause was during the pandemic 5 years ago. So it came very close to doing that in a single day. And it pulled back from that and finished down by 3.5%, but still just telling you the massive swings. And these swings are occurring really fast. You could be watching the stock market, and it could be up in one moment, and the very next moment, it turns south. And you're left scrambling to figure out what just happened to drive that. And usually with the stock market, the bond market, commodities, other assets, fundamentals are the key to trading. A company's earnings report, an economic report that came out, most of this is being traded on sentiment and being traded on headlines. If President Trump puts out a post on Truth Social regarding the tariffs, it has a big effect on stocks one way or the other. On Wednesday of last week, the president posted on Truth Social, "This is a good time to buy." About 2 hours later, he announced a 90-day pause on tariffs, and the stock market went on an absolute tear, ripping higher, with all three major averages posting their biggest single-day point gains in their history.
Wow. So talk about tariffs. This is the big concern for so many companies, that if they are importing or exporting goods into the United States, out of the United States, there's that extra fee that comes with them. How big an impact is that on commodities, on stocks?
A tremendous impact. Even though there is a 90-day pause on tariffs on non-retaliating nations, there's still a 10% across-the-board tariff. We still have the 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico, 25% tariffs on imported autos, steel, and aluminum. The 25% tariff on auto parts won't take effect until May. And then the big one in the room, the 145% tariff on Chinese imports. That's huge because so many U.S. companies rely on Chinese factories to produce their goods, as well as Chinese consumers for a marketplace. You talk to Apple, Tesla, Nike. Chinese consumers are absolutely critical to their earnings, as are those factories. That's where their products are made. They're made a lot cheaper in China than they are in the U.S. Wall Street analysts have been crunching the numbers, trying to figure out, well, what if Apple brings iPhone production back to the U.S.? It starts building iPhones in the U.S. What would it cost for a U.S. consumer to buy that iPhone as opposed to the iPhone being built in China? Wedbush Securities says an iPhone would go up from $1,000 to $3,500. Bank of America, a little more conservative in their estimate, putting it at about doubling the cost for a $1,000 iPhone in China would now cost $2,000 if it's made in the U.S. And that's not even bringing all of the iPhone production to the U.S., just part of those assemblies. And Bank of America says it would be even more expensive if you were to bring all of it to the U.S. And all these companies are facing this right now. Reuters reported that Tesla has put a pause on new orders in China for the Model S and the Model X. Those are only made in the U.S., so they have to be imported to China. There is a Tesla factory in Shanghai, but that only makes the Models 3 and Y. Those are unaffected by this. So you can see that companies are facing tremendous costs to bring their products to the U.S. and facing tremendous costs to sell their products in China, where they could lose a very valuable marketplace. Trade on an annual basis between the U.S. and China alone is around $600 billion. It's an imbalance. There's a deficit for the U.S. to China of about $250 billion, but it's just a lot of money going both ways. And it's a frightening prospect, not only for these companies, but also for the stock market, if that trade comes to a total freeze.
One more question for you. Globalization is just an accepted part of doing business. So many factories are around the world. I've seen stories about how when you look at a car engine, there's dozens of parts that are made all over the place, all over the world before they get assembled. And that's just the way that the current business climate has been created. Tariffs throw a monkey wrench, right, into all of that.
They really do. Very few things are completely built in one country, especially autos. GM, Ford, Stellantis, the owner of Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, they all source a lot of parts from around the world, Mexico and Canada in particular. Even Tesla, which builds cars in the U.S., entirely built in the U.S., except for some key components that they have to source from other countries. And then you're talking about the batteries and critical elements, nickel, that go into those batteries are sourced from other countries, in particular China. So even a company like Tesla that is building their cars in the U.S., not building them elsewhere than importing into the U.S., they face these problems as well. And we're going to see a lot of countries trying to band together to get around this. We've had reports of China approaching Europe about reaching better deals. China talking about reducing prices on their cars, their EVs for the European market. Europe talking about reducing their tariffs on Chinese imports in order to make them more accessible for the European marketplace. It's a big gamble by the U.S. right now, because if Europe and China get closer together and the U.S. gets aced out of Europe and China, we're going to see massive reverberations in global trade that will certainly affect the U.S. economy.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for staying on top of all this and explaining it to us, because I know it's been a busy couple of weeks for you.
It's been absolutely wild. We're all in this ride together here, and there is no sign of it ending anytime soon. And so we just have to buckle up and stay steady and calm for the rest of the way, if at all possible.
At least there's no trading over the weekend. You can take a break.
I'm looking forward to that. Admittedly, going to hit a nice open trail in the hills and just enjoy some fresh air for a while.
That sounds great. Jason Brooks, KCBS business anchor. Thank you.
You bet.
So how are Bay Area residents feeling about tariffs? I spoke with Gwen and Mario Gates in Antioch and Brandon Moriarty in Oakland.
How do you think tariffs will affect you? Are you worried about how tariffs will affect you?
Well, we just talked about the prices of food and all the commodities that normally would come here from the United States. Yeah, it's going to make a difference. Mm-hmm. It's going to make a difference.
Have you noticed anything getting more expensive yet?
Not yet, but it just started, so I'm pretty sure. It was already high, so it's not going to go down, unfortunately. Interest rates ain't going down. I mean, the whole economy is going down, so we're in a position where it doesn't affect us that much. But it's sad for those who aren't in that position, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the tariffs are kind of scary. Again, just speaking from a personal standpoint, you know, I think my family is kind of preparing to sort of tighten the hatches and not invest in some projects around the house or not purchase things we otherwise might, because we're worried about where prices are headed. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely impacting us at a household pocketbook level.
Like copper's going up, wood's going up. So if any home improvement projects, maybe like, well, let's just wait on that.
Right. Yeah, we're going to wait. We're going to wait and see. And I know that's going to have an impact on the economy if we all do that. But we got to tend to, you know, our household finances.
But some people have also been rushing to buy big ticket items now, like phones and cars, before any tariffs might kick in. I just spoke with Nick in San Leandro in the driver's seat of his brand new BMW X3.
You decided to buy a car now. Why?
I'd been in the market for a couple of years. I was driving around a 2016 GTI, and I just thought it was time to get out of it. I needed something that was actually sitting a little higher than a small little hatchback, and I wanted to get an SUV of some kind, and I was kind of going between an Audi and the BMW just because I liked the shapes of them, and I liked the amenities of it and driving, and I was just pricing them out and just checking to see how it was going to play out with the new body style changes coming out on both models. But with the tariffs that were threatening to increase the prices, I thought, well, if I'm going to do it, I better pull the trigger before it gets too expensive.
Do you know how much more expensive it would have been if you would have waited?
From what I've read, and of course, it's very dynamic. It's changing a lot, you know. He's threatening different percentages for different countries, but I think in general it's about 25% more for European imports of products. And so being that this car is assembled in South Carolina, a lot of the components, like the engines, are from England, and the transmissions are from Germany. And other parts of the car, too, they're going to factor that price into it when it gets to the consumer. And so the BMW is available now. It's here. It's in the States. The Audi Q5, I don't think it's been released yet, even in Germany, but it's supposed to be here sometime in the summer. And with the tariffs, like I said, coming online, I thought I better pull the trigger now. I don't want to wait until this summer and then have to pay another $12,000 more plus.
How does it feel knowing that there is so much uncertainty and you at least were able to end that uncertainty by, like you said, pulling the trigger now and just not worrying about that?
Yeah, you know, I got a letter from BMW actually saying, if you know anybody else that wants to buy a car, we're guaranteeing prices until May 1st because of the inventory that's already here in the States. You know, it's already been here. It's already been produced. They're holding on to those prices. But I think after May 1st, they're going to have to make an adjustment. And I don't think they're actually certain as to what percentage they're going to go up on in price, because they've got to factor in, okay, well, what percentage of the car is foreign and what percentage is domestic. So I just thought, you know, I don't want to be playing that game. And I was lucky enough to be in a position where I could actually get the car and just, you know, got my Volkswagen sold. And I had this money put away and just bought the car outright. And that's a nice feeling, too, because I'm not having to worry about car payments because the interest rates aren't the greatest right now either.
Right.
So, you know, I would definitely say I am in a luckier position than a lot of people. And so I guess I'm speaking from a point of privilege, but I am very lucky. I'm very aware of that, and I'm glad I was able to do it. I just don't know how other people are going to manage it, because it's getting worse for a lot of folks.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's take a closer look at tariffs now, what they are, and why President Trump's tariff plans have had such a big impact on financial markets. Joining us now is Michael Yoshikami. He is CEO and founder of Destination Wealth Management in Walnut Creek and a frequent guest on KCBS. Hi, Michael.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, but how are you? Because this has been quite the volatile period in your line of work.
Well, you know, we're paid to be a steady voice in an uncertain world, and it's about as uncertain as I've seen it. I haven't seen this type of uncertainty really since the financial crisis. So it's been a challenging time for everyone.
Hmm. Have you been getting a lot of calls from clients? You manage some pretty big portfolios. What are you hearing from some of the people who have portfolios with you?
Well, you know, we try to be proactive in letting people know that uncertainty is here. But everyone, our clients and all of your listeners are understandably on edge. We're sort of in uncharted territory right now. And so people don't really know what to do and how to react. And so people have been on edge. I wouldn't say panic, but I would say that we're definitely marching in that direction if this type of volatility continues to be the norm.
Why is it that uncertainty is so scary for the markets?
You know, uncertainty is always frightening to the markets because the markets always tend to assume the worst. For example, if tariffs get put on, the assumption is tariffs will be put on forever at current levels. If unemployment goes up, it's going to be horrible employment news forever. So there's sort of a paranoid sort of worst case scenario when people digest news. And I think that just ramps up people's emotions and reactions.
So let's talk about tariffs. And I'm going to ask you some pretty straightforward questions that I think a lot of people have been wondering. Are they legal? Because I thought it was Congress that had the power to levy tariffs.
Well, I think this is going to be resolved fairly shortly, either by the courts or through a legislative process. But as it stands right now, presidential power does currently allow for these tariffs to be put in place. Now, there are some that will disagree with that and say if you read into constitutional powers that might not be the case. But there was legislation that actually was passed that actually allowed for some latitude regarding tariffs. And so that's why it's been rolled out. And really, if you think about it, it hasn't really been significantly challenged. Now, what's happening right now is there getting to be a groundswell on the legislative side to combat the executive power that's being exercised. But right now, it would certainly appear that it is within the scope of presidential power right now.
Okay. So let's do a little history lesson here. Tariffs have been used for various reasons over the course of U.S. history, primarily government revenue. I mean, before the income tax, the government levied tariffs to make money, also to protect American industry. So the question for you is, what has the economic effect been on tariffs historically?
Well, it's hard to say in terms of to compare what's happening now with what's happening in the past, because we have not seen this sort of tariff, unilateral, significant tariffs put in place for decades. Historically, what has happened, as tariffs have been a negative historically for economic growth. And the reason for that is that it increases prices. For example, right now there is a tariff on China goods coming into the United States of 100 or 145%. What does that effectively do? It means that every single item coming in from China is going to double in price. How much of the product you buy at the store is from China? A lot. And when that happens, you have inflation. And when you have inflation, people ratchet down spending. And since the U.S. economy is 70% consumer, or basically 70% spending, rather than entitlements, then you really have a problem. So tariffs have been a problem, and that's why people are hoping it's not going to be a long-term policy.
One of the other things that I have heard could happen is stagflation. Inflation could go up, and the economy could stagnate. Do you think that's a possibility?
I think that the possibility of stagflation has never been higher. I was of the belief that we were likely headed into a recession, and I think it's entirely possible we're in one right now, and we just don't know it yet. Stagflation is worse than a recession because stagflation, as you correctly state, is the economy goes nowhere but prices go up. Some listeners might remember back into the 70s and 80s when we had these win buttons that they passed out to try to get people to try to beat stagflation. It's a real problem. Stagflation decreases standard of living. I think there's an absolute possibility that could occur, and I think investors need to be aware of that.
And inflation has been on the top of many of our minds for a long time. After the pandemic, It resulted from a variety of sources. And now we're looking at even higher prices. And I guess my question for you is, what are the fundamentals of the economy? How has the American economy been doing before these tariffs started to take effect?
The American economy has been doing great. There's a reason why the markets, equity markets, have marched forward. As the U.S. economy is one of the strongest economies in the world. We had low unemployment, historically low unemployment. There was some inflation, although inflation appears to be coming down with the fall in energy prices. So things seem to be going okay. There's now a new agenda, right? And that new agenda is job creation, manufacturing, which is the whole point, I think, of tariffs. So the economy was doing fine. I think the introducing tariffs certainly does throw uncertainty into the equation, which is why you've seen 1,000-point moves in the market up and down. People are just very nervous.
What should the average investor do at a time like this?
Well, it's very tempting to just kind of sell everything and go into a cave and hibernate. That would not be Warren Buffett's advice. Warren Buffett, and we concur with this, thinks that panic generally is not the best investment strategy. But what I think investors do, besides just hearing the sort of thing you always hear, which is hang in there for the long term, what I think investors do need to do is look at their portfolios and ask themselves, is this really a portfolio strategy that is going to help them meet their goals? And are they taking too much risk? When the market recovers, and I believe it will, that's the time to ask that question. When the market's already gone down, maybe it's not the best time to say, should I sell low now? But when things bounce up, what happens is human nature is people forget about how bad it was, and then they don't de-risk. So it's time for investors to look at what the risk is in their portfolio and does it fit their comfort level and their goals. Hmm.
It sounds like what you're saying is when we come out of this, there may be some real recalculating on the part of people, investors, especially investors who may be close to retirement.
Yeah, I think I'd like to believe that everyone will recalibrate. I think a lot of people won't because of human nature, but I think people should. Once you kind of go through the storm and you come out the other side, it's time to say, okay, wait a minute, do I really want to go through that storm again? And in particular, if I'm retired or moving towards a retirement, my time horizon is shorter than a 25-year-old. If that's the case, do you really want to subject yourself to that type of fluctuation? That's a question investors should be asking, and try to remember when the headlines say everything's fine, all is clear, you still need to be thinking about this from a risk perspective. Hmm.
So before we let you go, what keeps you up at night? What are you most concerned about as we are still going through this period of volatility?
What keeps me up at night is a lot. There's a lot of things that keep me up at night. One is, how are the tariffs going to really fundamentally shake confidence? Consumer confidence came out today on Friday and is at a 50-year low. Investors, wow, and consumers are that frightened. And when consumer confidence goes down, that tends to impact the economy in terms of people spending. I worry about that. I always worry about what's happening in China regarding their shadow banking system. Are they really as solvent as they say they are? Or secretly are real estate properties completely upside down? And then I worry about inflation, because even though we are in a situation where inflation seems to be falling right now, once we have tax cuts put in place, which I believe are coming for corporations, that may spike inflation. So all of these things and the combination of all of these things make for a lot of sleepless nights on our part on behalf of our clients. But that's kind of the way the world is nowadays. There are lots of pieces connected, and you got to look at all of those pieces simultaneously.
They say never underestimate the American consumer, but they also say never say never. Do you think that people will continue to keep buying stuff even if tariffs make it more expensive?
Yeah, I think people will keep buying stuff. I think they'll just buy less. And so it's not that consumer is going to say, I'm not buying anything. They're just going to buy a fourth less. If they buy a fourth less, that's not going to be good for the economy. Now, of course, people nowadays have been spending money that they don't have anyway. They're spending it on credit cards. And let's not even get into the U.S. deficit. So there's some problems from regarding debt levels, but spending doesn't have to stop for it to be a problem. Spending has to decline, and then it'll be a problem. That's the definition of the word recession, really, when it's all said and done.
Well, Michael Yoshikami, thank you so much for your time and your insights, and hope that things get a little bit calmer here shortly.
I think they will eventually, and in the meantime, don't panic, be rational. Warren Buffett's right. It's not time to panic when everybody else is panicking.
Our thanks to Michael Yoshikami at Destination Wealth Management and our own KCBS business anchor, Jason Brooks. For KCBS In Depth, I'm Matt Bigler.
You've been listening to KCBS In Depth. Get every episode by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and other podcast platforms. Visit kcbsradio.com for more news and interviews. We are the Bay Area's news station, KCBS.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.